Track 7, World Book Day celebrated at school. Teachers joined their pupils at a Newton Abbott school in dressing up for this year's World Book Day. All Saints Marsh Church of England Academy pulled out all the stops to celebrate the annual event. Children dressed as their favourite book characters and included Warrior Cats, several Harry Potters, Star Wars, David Walliams' Demon Dentist, Officer George, and even the Captain of the Titanic. Staff got into the spirit of the day by dressing as characters from Where the Wild Things Are, Room on the Broom, and There Was a Tiger Who Came to Tea. A school spokesman said, "This day is not only about costumes, but about fostering a love for literature that will inspire, educate, and connect our pupils." Throughout the day, our students have explored the transformative power of storytelling. The theme of World Book Day this year has given us an opportunity to reflect on how books can inspire imaginations, expand knowledge, and build a sense of community. In addition to the fun and excitement of dressing up, pupils have been immersed in engaging stories that spark conversations and curiosity. At All Saints Marsh, we are committed to encouraging children to develop a lifelong love of reading. There are two photographs in here. I couldn't tell you who half these people are, but there are certainly a Star Wars and a Demon Dentist.
Performance of a Lifetime for Tynmouth Children. Children from a Tynmouth primary school got a taste of what it's like to perform as part of a stadium tour last week when they sang at a major musical venue. 14 children from Tynmouth Primary School travelled to the NEC Arena in Birmingham to take part in the world's largest children's choir concert. The children from years 4, 5 and 6 had spent months learning songs, practicing dance moves and perfecting harmonies so they could play a key role in a truly memorable performance. They joined nearly 5,000 other children from around the country to be part of the Young Voices Choir. Young Voices aims to give children the opportunity to be part of an unforgettable concert where they can discover their voices, improve their confidence, boost mental health, and create lasting memories. The school has its own rock band and a choir that often performs in the local community. Children are regularly visited by local musicians, and each pupil learns at least 3 musical instruments by the time they leave. Taking part in Young Voices is another way of offering children a unique performing experience. A spokesman from Tynmouth Primary School confirmed it has certainly inspired even more children within the school.
Dartmoor Trail among top-rated UK hikes. A scenic trail in Dartmoor National Park has been ranked among the top 10 rated hikes in the UK. The Hunters and Fisherman's Path to Castle Drogo secured the third highest ranking in a recent analysis of the country's best moderate to difficult hiking routes taken last month. With an impressive score of 9.28 out of 10, this 7.1-kilometre circular walk has been praised for its stunning riverside views, rich history and accessibility. Winding along the banks of the River Teen, the route takes hikers past the picturesque Fingal Bridge and up to the striking Castle Drogo, a 20th century fortress with commanding views over the Dartmoor landscape. The trail is considered a moderate hike, meaning it is suitable for fit hikers who want a manageable challenge involving mixed surfaces. The route also boasts 7 key attractions, including opportunities for bird spotting and fishing, making it a popular choice for both nature lovers and history enthusiasts. A key factor contributing to its high ranking is its lack of obstacles, ensuring accessibility for a wide range of hikers. Additionally, a well-placed historic pub near Fingal Bridge provides a perfect mid-hike rest stop. The trail received an average rating of 4.8 out of 5 from reviewers. Of the 10 routes, 5 were located in the Lake District, followed by 3 in the Peak District, while the North Pennines also had one entry. Despite strong competition, Dartmoor's ranking highlights its status as a must-visit location for UK hiking enthusiasts.
Street marshals help rescue stolen dog. Street marshals in Newton Abbot helped police rescue a stolen dog as part of an ongoing effort to reduce antisocial behaviour in the town. It comes as Newton Abbot police highlight the role that Newton Abbot Security Trust, NAST, street marshals play in supporting them, including a returning a stolen dog to its owner. Together with the street marshals from NAST, we are working to deter crime and provide a visible, reassuring presence, a spokesperson for Newton Abbot Police said. Recently, the street marshals have helped to locate and return a stolen dog to its owner, stopped a shoplifting incident in progress, assisted with medical incidents in the town centre, and supported local residents, the spokesperson added. The joint patrols are part of the police's ongoing focus to reduce antisocial behaviour in the town.
Body found after man reported missing. A body has been found after police conducted a search for a man reported missing from a holiday park near Chudleigh. Officers from Devon and Cornwall Police launched an immediate search after receiving reports that a man had gone missing from Finlake Holiday Park on Tuesday, the 4th of March. The following day, officers located a body in a woodland area not far from Chudleigh. The body was pronounced deceased a short time later and is believed to be that of a man in his 40s from the Torquay area. Pending a formal identification, next of kin have been informed, a spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said. This death is not being treated as suspicious and a file is to be prepared for the coroner.
Amateur artist starts business aged 85. An 85-year-old Holcombe artist has become an unexpected YouTube star. When Sally Fuller, an amateur watercolour artist, agreed to feature in her daughter Maria's new YouTube project, she didn't anticipate it would lead to launching her own business. But since the foundation of the Teignmouth and Dawlish Go Local YouTube channel, dedicated to showcasing small businesses, Sally's own watercolour painting has turned from a hobby into a business selling prints and cards. Maria, an executive assistant and non-fiction author, set up the YouTube channel to turn her passion for storytelling into a way to support local businesses. Each episode of the channel features a small business and showcases the business owner and their story. Maria provides a tailored marketing strategy, a professionally produced short film, and guidance on how to use YouTube to attract more customers. Sally, who has been painting watercolours as a hobby for about 17 years, took centre stage for the very first episode. Maria needed someone to take part in her pilot programme to fine-tune her filmmaking skills. Sally volunteered, never expecting it to be anything more than a test run. Maria explained, "Sally was never meant to be a business. She was just helping me practice. But through the process, it became clear that she had something special. She's now a business owner at 85, and I couldn't be prouder." Teignmouth and Dawlish Go Local will release a new episode every week featuring businesses from a range of industries, including professional services, tradespeople, hospitality providers, and more.